Officials were quick to name Pakistani Taliban leader Baitullah Massoud as a prime suspect in the assault that killed 8 police cadets and wounded nearly 100 others at the Manawan Police Training Center on Monday. Security forces captured one of the gunmen, who they said was an Afghan from eastern Paktika province. The chief of the Interior Ministry, Rehman Malik, said the captured gunmen gave authorities details of the plot. Malik says the planning of the attack was done under Baitullah Massoud in the South Waziristan region, and all of those involved traveled to Lahore from South Waziristan some 15 days ago. In a series of phone interviews with news organizations, including VOA, Baitullah Massoud claimed responsibility for the attack. Reporters said they recognized Massoud's voice from previous interviews. A spokesman for a different and little-known group, the Fedayeen al-Islam, also took responsibility for the attack in calls to reporters. Few details are known about that group or its affiliations. Massoud said Monday's assault, as well as a suicide bombing on an Islamabad police station last week and a previous bombing in the western town Banu, were in retaliation for U.S. drone strikes in the tribal regions. He says the main reason for these attacks is the drone strikes kill innocent people, particularly women and children. He says more attacks are planned. In interviews with other news organizations, the militant leader said his group was making no demands on the Pakistani government or the United States. He says militants only want revenge. U.S. commanders have said the drone strikes against suspected militant targets are an effective strategy to kill top Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders. The strikes, which often result in civilian casualties, are unpopular in Pakistan, and local officials often publicly denounce them as counterproductive. Earlier this month, the U.S. government offered up to $5 million for information leading to the location or capture of Massoud, who leads the largest Pakistani Taliban faction. The United States considers Massoud a key al-Qaeda facilitator in Pakistan's tribal areas who has conducted cross-border attacks against U.S. forces in Afghanistan. He is also suspected in the 2008 bombing of the Marriott Hotel in Islamabad, as well as the assassination of former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Massoud dismissed the U.S. bounty, saying his capture would make him a martyr. He also threatened to carry out attacks abroad. He says we will take revenge from Americans, not within Pakistan, but in Washington and the White House. There was no immediate U.S. reaction to his claims. Monday's assault in Lahore is the second carried out this month. Gunmen also attacked Sri Lanka's cricket team on a bus in the downtown area several weeks ago. Officials have worried the violence, which is uncommon in the eastern city, is an indication that militant attacks previously confined to the country's northwest are now threatening the entire country. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.